Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, leadoff batter, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I began to realize that gerrymandered districts are the cause of all this. The Republicans have no fear of their Senate or Assembly seats, so they can point all their guns at Tony and try to take down or get back the governor's seat. So if you have no fear in your district about what the voters are going to do, you can do whatever you want. And I began to realize that this is the government we're going to get in this state for a long, long time. Unless some miracle occurs and they get their district. So, and Tony, I think, should come out a little more forceful because, hey, Tony, they're coming after you because they have no fear of their own seats. And it's a sad thing. You know, they got away with Foxconn, and the snowmass thing is the bottom of the barrel for me. I'm not going to sit here and get all upset this morning like I did yesterday. So anyway, that's my opinion, Matt, and thanks for taking my call again. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, as always, you nailed it. On the gerrymander, that's exactly right. And one of the disturbing things nationwide, it's beginning to look like the Republicans have a concerted plan to stall reapportionment in as many states as possible, especially states, blue states like Wisconsin, where they have a gerrymandered advantage to goose it beyond the 2022 elections. In other words, tie it up. What happens when it gets too close to the elections to November of 2022, or even the primary elections in August in Wisconsin, our partisan primaries are in August. You know, you have to have a period of time in which people can file and know what district they're filing in. You know, if they're in a congressional district or assembly or state senate district, they have to know the contours and they have to know where to get the signatures. And a lot of courts will say as they get closer to it, well, it's too late to do it this time. We'll do it in 2024. So then they would lock in their advantage. And that would be a very, very bad thing. So that's in the works. I think that what Evers has to do, I couldn't agree with you more. He's got to be a lot stronger in how he stands up to him and a lot more articulate, quite frankly, in how he stands up to him and talks a little more like we talk on this show than he's been talking. Part of it is he has a bad staff. I mean, he has an identity politics staff. They care only about, you know, woke issues and everybody's a perpetual victim and all this stuff. And nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it. What I personally think he should do, there are good Democrats, and I'll name some of them, but there are some good Democrats in this state who, frankly, the other side would have a hard time dissing. Steve Babich is one of them. Steve Babich is one of the few people in Wisconsin history who was the secretary of the Department of Administration for Jim Doyle, but he is also the secretary of the Department of Corrections for Tommy Thompson. And Tommy now looks almost like a Democrat. Basically, he's a Democrat. He's a Democrat's Democrat, Steve Babich. He's the brother of Bill Babich, sadly he's departed, former Supreme Court Justice, former majority leader of the Democratic majority leader of the state Senate a long time ago from Stevens Point area. And people like that, you know, they know people and you can't just kind of get in their face and diss them the way they're doing to Evers' staff, because Evers' staff are nothing more than perpetual victims and identity politics devotees. And that's my read on it. He's got to get up and he's got to say some hard things. Now, having said that, it's a corrupt Republican Party now. You know that. It's drifting QAnon, drifting QAnon. And not only is it drifting QAnon, they're deathly afraid of being primary. And their donors, remember, one of their donors gave $3 million to one of their Senate candidates the last time around against Tammy Baldwin, right from the get-go. And another one gave $3 million to somebody else. And they sat back and it's like, you know, sponsoring a boxing match. Okay, here's $3 million to a billionaire is nothing. It's like a $30 check from you, $30 check, all right? Democrats have to sweat it out on the phones for 6 months to raise $3 million, 10 hours a day with staff calling donors and holding bean feeds and all this sort of stuff. So that's what's going on. That's what's going on. We're going to have a gerrymandered legislature again if we're not careful for 2022. We got to get with the program, and the governor's got to lead it. And, you know, I support the governor, and the nuts that they're thinking of running against him, my God, I mean, it's a make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end, even looking at pictures of him. That's how bad they are. But we got to get with the program. We got to get with the program. And the gerrymander is exactly what's doing it. The member of the assembly from Chippewa Falls who says something as dumb as, well, it's a great idea, but because Evers put it in, it's the ultimate I gotcha. He knew we'd have to oppose it, and it's partisan of him. I mean, that's just sick. That's dumb. That's worse than dumb. And people like that wouldn't get in. Voss wouldn't get in a 50-50 district. Fitzgerald wouldn't have gotten in, and he wouldn't stay in Congress in a 50-50 district. And Tiffany would be hounded out of town in a 50-50 district. The 7th Congressional District used to be held by Dave Obie. And even before Dave Obie, there was a Republican named Alvin Okonski, who was a progressive Republican. He's funnier than Crutch, funny as a crutch. He was a, you know, he said he was a Republican, but he basically voted Democrat. And the 7th Congressional District is not a wealthy district. And a lot of people up there would like better jobs, as they would all over the state, as they would all over the state. And they would like to be able to eat food, for instance, and not have $49 million get thrown in the sewer because this Republican legislature wants to grandstand and say, we're going to get rid of the mask mandate. They didn't hold public hearings on it. If they'd held public hearings on it, Luke or I could have showed up and said, are you sure you want to do this and cost you $49 million? But they didn't do it. They just went ahead and voted. That was wrong. That was dead wrong. They were sneaky. They, as usual, tried to sneak it in the middle of the night. That's what they did. That's exactly what they did. So when it comes to gerrymandering, the two curses of our democracy are gerrymandering and Citizens United. When we get rid of both of those, we have fair maps. Iowa has fair maps. Iowa is a more conservative state than we are. They have Joni Ernst, my God almighty, Joni Ernst. And bad news, very bad, very, very bad news. And Chuck Grassley is 89 years old, and he chews his cud. And he sits at his desk, and he doesn't do anything. And he may run for re-election, and he'll be 95 when he gets out. Still doing nothing except obstructing democracy. That's what they have, and they have fair maps. They have a fair maps commission where either retired judges or experts look at it and try to keep communities of interest together. My wife's home county of Greene County sliced all over the place to accommodate Republicans. Sheboygan County, which is where my folks' home was, sliced all over the place. Sheboygan County and Greene County should be all in one district, one assembly district, and one state senate district. They have a community of interest, and that's true with a lot of counties around the state. In fact, every county. And the super big ones like Milwaukee, you got to divide them perhaps in a couple of districts because of the population. Well, that's fine, too.
Well, I think it's important, Matt, to remember that fair maps would not affect any of the statewide elections. So
a Senate wouldn't be
affected by fair maps. But standing up to voter suppression efforts like limiting early voting and the restrictions that are going to come to absentee mail-in ballots that are undoubtedly coming down the pipe from our conservative legislature here in Wisconsin, combating efforts like that will help us win statewide efforts.
Yeah, that's a beautifully put, because what gerrymandering hits is assembly, congressional districts, and state senate districts. State, you can't gerrymander a state. So we've got to do a better job getting back governorships around the country and getting back Senate seats. As Luke says, the Voting Rights Act that's in there now is intended to protect that in the federal government, but the state government, sneaky Robin Voss, will turn around and try to screw everybody. We go into a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.